Good afternoon. This is Sue Martin with Ag Investment Services, located here in Webster City, Iowa, with our midday futures report. The grain markets are sort of a mixed affair today. Of course, beans are selling off. Old crop beans, we noted that overnight commercial basis declined, and declined fairly decently. And some commercials are saying that they're covered into July, probably at least into the first 2 weeks of July. The other thing that we've got to keep in mind is that option expiration is today on all July grain contracts, and July soybeans, the $14 puts, has a fair amount of open interest. In corn, it's the 450 and 440 puts that have a lot of open interest, and if you notice, July corn's trying to hold higher than 450. And corn, of course, indicates that it probably is going to pull off a higher weekly close as well after having made a lower low this week. That should portend a rally next week, or higher highs to be made next week over this week. And then you look at the wheat, and, of course, wheat's trying hard to hold on to a higher week. That said, we're not super far from last week's close, but wheat's managed to hold the low of last week on the July contract and rally. And, of course, SEP wheat has to close over on the KC over 715 and a half to pull off a higher weekly close. So we'll see what we get. But the bottom line is that when I look at the long-term chart formations, it's very possible we're building a head and shoulders bottom in the wheat. And, of course, there's a potential that corn may have either made a double bottom, or possibly, depending on how far back you go in time, this could be a broader-based head and shoulders bottom as well. You know, we can talk about the possibility that corn usage is going to slip, and where are we going to go with the huge crop and what have you. But the bottom line is that when you look at the greenness of the satellite imagery and you look at the crop condition ratings, compare it to historical data, it looks like something's afoot here. And we look at the corn market, and if we come in here next week and we start to call for more rain, this may start to compare back to the year of 2010 and possibly the year of 1993, which was the infamous floods, and we're not quite that bad, but we were starting at this time. 2010, we had a crop year that just was phenomenal. Early planting, crop looked awesome, and we had a beautiful start. The crop in Iowa at that year, if there should have been a year that it should have been rated super high, it was that year. The crop was tabletop flat, lush and green. It couldn't have looked prettier. And on June 2nd, the rain started, and I want to tell you, by the 14th of June, we had, in 1993, we'd put a low in. Well, in 2010, we also managed to put the market down into about June 29th. Of course, we also had a USDA report that was friendly, but the markets took off and rallied. Both years, the market rallied on into the end of the year, November in 2010 and in 1993, December. And so I don't think it's over with yet. We've got extremely high ratings. Not sure they really are worthy of being where they are, especially in the state of Iowa. This is Sue Martin with Ag Investments. Have a great day.